Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Carrie Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Russia hoax investigation that led to the John Durham special investigation revealed last week the Hillary Clinton campaign spied on candidate and then President Trump, leading to years of misinformation by mainstream media.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from special counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly, and a lot of people were really angry, but he has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor, Ukraine. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting in New York. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The day was full of rumors and indications that of an offensive against Ukraine was imminent. In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine.
Having a pet companion may delay memory loss and other kinds of cognitive decline. Pet ownership was especially beneficial for working verbal memory. Dogs were most prevalent, followed by cats. A study will be presented in April at the American Academy of Neurology's 74th annual meeting. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as we've been promoting, here he is, the one and only Peter Schweitzer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Peter, right at the top of the inside jacket of the book, it is ominous, the statement that says that in a quarter of century, as an investigative journalist, this is the scariest investigation you've ever conducted. Boy, that says a lot right there, Peter.
Yeah, it does. And the reason I say that is, I've seen a lot and reported a lot and exposed a lot over the course of the last 25 years. I've never had a situation where I've done a book where the breadth and the depth of the sort of corruption and compromise you're dealing with, I've never seen it. I mean, This is a book that certainly looks at Washington, D.C., the most powerful people there, but it also looks at the biggest names in Silicon Valley, the biggest names on Wall Street. So the breadth of it and then the depth of it, I mean, we're not talking about minor deals that are making somebody $500,000 or $1 million. We're talking about deals that involve tens of millions, sometimes billions of dollars to people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I made that statement. And I think the reaction to the book reflects that a lot of people share that opinion.
In your previous books, you were, in a sense, I mean, you were fair-minded. And you took a look at both sides of the aisle, and again, it's obvious that this disease, this infection, this, if you might say, the elite capture that the communist Chinese have been able to effectively orchestrate within our country is, it's beyond awesome. I mean, what they've been able to do in causing political power figures to sell American democracy out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius strategy. You've got to give them credit for that. They view the United States as their rival, even their enemy. They know that we have a very dynamic economy. We have the world's best military. We have all this cultural influence around the world. So they don't want to go toe-to-toe, head-to-head with us. What they've decided is they're going to effectively try to lobotomize us. They're going to basically take out our leadership. And or at least neutralize our leadership or elements of our leadership to the extent that they don't respond to what China's doing. They even do favors for China, for Beijing. And then we end up in a situation where it's too late. We can't respond because we've basically given away the store.
Without a doubt. And you cite examples, as I say, on both sides of the aisle, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, the obvious Joe Biden, Biden Inc., organization. It's amazing. And as I read your book and as you see that this is systemic, you go, well, how many others didn't make the cut that you had to leave out of the book?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bill. We really didn't leave anybody out of the book in the sense that they at least get some mention. They may not be a major player. But we tried to name everybody we exposed. We also mentioned, of course, in the final chapter, there are good people on both sides of the aisle trying to combat and fight this. But I have no doubt in my mind there are people that are engaged in this that effectively covered up their tracks that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is truly scary. And that's why we need to have greater accountability. We need to shame people that are doing this, and we need greater exposure of this sort of behavior.
Well, I think it calls for a special prosecution. What I'm concerned about, Peter, is with a red wave in the offing in the midterms here, there should definitely be a shellacking that is experienced by the Democratic Party, especially progressives. And we'll see how that plays out. What I'm concerned about is Kevin McCarthy and others have signaled that they're going to be, you know, committee hearings galore. And I'm saying, why waste the people's money? All we're going to hear is a bunch of politicians beating their chest and not even coming to a conclusion. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi to, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, and they go off to jail. That ain't going to happen. You know, so we're wasting our time. So it's going to be Benghazi all over again. Get a special prosecutor who's got the force and power to get subpoenas and get to the bottom of this, and maybe we might find out exactly what happened in 2020 in the elections and how it had an effect on January the 6th.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree with you. I think an independent counsel is absolutely a great idea. I do think if you have committee hearings, you need to have the committees that have subpoena power actually subpoena records, Hunter Biden's financial records, Joe Biden's financial records, subpoena very specific things. But I agree with you. What ends up happening in a lot of cases, there's a lot of speechifying. There's a lot of heat. There's very little light. We owe it to the American people to get to the bottom of what's going on, do it in a nonpartisan way, a fact-led way. I'm slightly optimistic that we will get at least some of that with the new Congress. But, of course, I have been disappointed in the past, and I may very well again be in the future.
Well, we can only know them. If you want to know what they'll do, look what they've done. And that sets the stage, unfortunately, because, like you say, the American people deserve the truth for all the money we've been paying into this. You know, all that we paid for the Mueller investigation, for example, you know, probably somewhere $50-70 million with all these lawyers and everything like that. And what do we got out of it? Well, it really, you know, they couldn't indict Donald Trump, and they kind of soft pedaled it in such a way and left people thinking, you know, especially those that thought Trump deserved, you know, to be impeached and kicked out of office. They kind of left them with a taste in the mouth that maybe they were a little bit right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, oftentimes what goes on in Washington, D.C., to me, is a little bit like professional wrestling. I mean, you see all this violence. You know, these wrestlers are hitting each other with chairs. They're throwing each other out of the window. And then, of course, you realize after a while that it's all choreographed.
Exactly.
And, so there's no question there's an element of that in Washington, D.C. I do want to remain optimistic and have enough faith that there are people on both sides of the aisle. I named some of them in the book. Mm-hmm. They've been very good on China, very good at fighting this. I want to hope and believe that those individuals will rise to the occasion. But even more than that, Bill, I have faith in the American people. I think the reaction to the book reflects that. It came out 3 weeks ago. We've been number one on the New York Times bestseller list every week. I wish I could say that that was because of my genius or brilliance. It's not. It's because the book has touched a nerve, and I think an important one, and I think it is an opportunity for us to build a bipartisan movement to address these issues as it relates to China, who has made very clear that they are in competition with us and they mean to win. The question is, are we going to allow our elites to sell us out to the extent and to the point where we lose this competition because of them?
Well, like you say, what's happening underneath is so complex. I mean, as I'm reading your book, I'm sitting here again. I picture, you know, like a war room in your offices there where you've got pin dots going in all these different directions, connecting these companies that seem so benign that are connected with the CCP. And then we get, you know, captured elites, names that we know, politicians who are associated and giving them cover. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of like what you reported in Canada, and people are shocked because I told them, I go, yeah, I'm reading Peter's book here. And, you know, no no big surprise, as far as I'm concerned, what we see happening in Canada with Justin Trudeau, when you understand the relationship that his father, Pierre, had with China that you reported in Red Handed, and how they erased all the history of Pierre Trudeau and his relationship with China. And so how much other stuff is happening here in America that is being scrubbed so that we can't.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision, to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With the America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Peter Schweitzer's new book, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win Red-Handed. Peter, right before the break, we were talking about the Trudeaus in Canada. When Justin responded the way he did against the Canadian Trudeaus, for me, especially freshly reading your book, I'm going, well, of course. I mean, President Xi's got to just be so proud of his Canadian son.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I quote in the book, I know people have been circulating it now, but I found this quote last year pretty stunning. In 2012, Justin Trudeau was a young member of parliament, and he was asked at a local meeting, it's on videotape, you can find it, he was asked by a constituent, other than Canada's government, what government on the world stage do you admire the most? And he didn't mention the United States, didn't mention the UK, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, didn't mention any of them. He said China. China was the foreign government that he admired the most. And what he said, Bill, was he liked and appreciated the fact that the, in his words, basic dictatorship of Beijing could get things done efficiently. Well, of course you can get things done because you don't have things like civil rights, property rights, you don't have an independent judiciary. But if you look at his response to the situation with the truckers, there is, to me, a thread that runs to Beijing. I mean, if your mindset is it's about power and it's about a basic dictatorship and efficiency, and you are absolutely convinced you are 1,000% right, you're not even willing to talk to the other side, the truckers in this case, it becomes very crystal clear to see what's going on here. And it helps, you know, in a way, the authoritarians, because the next time in China they crack down on protesters, what is Justin Trudeau going to say? Now, exactly. In China, I think they're more brutal than Canada is, but still, you've shown that you're prepared to do the exact same thing.
No, without a doubt. I'm going to take over your bank account. I'm even going to take over your animals and your truck and your businesses. I mean, how's that?
Yes.
It's astounding.
Yes. And not only are we going to go after the protesters, we're going to go after, there was a lady who gave $50 to support the protesters. We're going to go after her, and we're going to go after a coffee shop nearby that provided hot coffee for the truckers. So it's not even anymore, and this is a tactic straight out of China. We're not going to just go after the enemy of the state. We're going to go after the people that have any way indirectly or directly helped.
And Peter, where's the American media? Where democracy dies in the dark. I mean, they're saying nothing about this. I mean, this is our neighbor, people who we had a relationship with, and something like this is so exposed. You go, wait a minute, this is a neighbor. How much of that mindset and that ideology has crept into the American body politic?
You know, I think it's a huge problem. And if you contrast it with the protests, violent riots that we had in 2020 in places like Portland, Oregon, or in Detroit.
Oh, Peter, those were mostly peaceful. Peter, come on. I'm sorry. I channeled my Leslie Stahl for just a second. Forgive me.
You're right, exactly. but it's, you know, the point is, even if you grant their absurd statement that they're mostly peaceful, they're acknowledging that there was violence there. I haven't seen any credible reporting of any violence involving these truckers.
No.
And yet they treat them totally differently. And this is the classic mindset of the authoritarian, which is it doesn't really matter what you do. It depends what your motive is, and it depends what side you're on. So if it is a peaceful protest we agree with, we are going to allow it. If it's a peaceful protest we disagree with, we are going to crack down on it. And that's what you're seeing from the Trudeau government in Canada.
Well, as you mentioned, the Communist Chinese and President Xi have a plan. Well entrenched. It is deep into our, you know, political underpinnings that is so incredible. And it's very difficult, you know, and as I'm reading your book, as I said, I'm looking at PennDOT's tied in with all these other associated, you know, organizations and how they're supposed to declare, but yet they use somebody in America kind of to hide. And then it's supported by, you know, congressmen and elected officials to, you know, kind of give them cover. And meanwhile, you know, let's take a look at some of this stuff. I mean, you know, we know. Biden Inc. I mean, how corrupt is Joe Biden and the family that you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, as I point out in the book, we use the Hunter Biden laptop. We use the email collection from one of Hunter Biden's business partners. And we wanted to answer two basic questions. I mean, I had first broken the story about the fact that Biden's had these financial ties to China back in 2018. Mm-hmm. But with the new information, I wanted to know, first of all, exactly how much money can we quantify that they got? And the second thing I wanted to answer is, who made these deals happen in China? Or as my kids would say, who made it rain for the Bidens in China?
Right.
And Bill, the answer is very stunning. We traced the fact that the Bidens received some $31 million beginning when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Those deals were arranged by four Chinese businessmen who I name and describe in the book. And each one of those businessmen are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And so what this means is, this is not just a example of petty corruption or some cronyism. This was absolutely an effort at elite capture that China was engaged in, and they succeeded. Because I think if you look at the posture that Joe Biden has adopted towards China, it is a classic example of what in China they call big help with a little bad mouth.
Exactly.
That's the roughly the translation. And what that means, Bill, is you can go ahead and criticize us about the Uyghurs occasionally, or say we pose a threat to Taiwan. That's the little bad mouth. Mm-hmm. As long as you are making sure that we basically have unfettered access to technology, to capital in the United States, and access to your market, we are very fine and happy if you want to criticize us occasionally. And that has been the posture of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy Pelosi harped about quid pro quo. And this is quid pro quo, which is also part of their psychology as well. It's, you know, what have you done for me lately? What about Nancy Pelosi and her family?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi used to be very critical of China. She actually famously, in the 1990s, visited Tiananmen Square as a congressman and unfurled a banner criticizing Beijing for its human rights policies. The police, of course, kind of roughed her up and took the banner. But she's done a complete 180 because beginning in the 2000s, her family, including her husband and her son, started seeking out deals and securing deals in mainland China. So if you hear Nancy Pelosi today, she will acknowledge that Beijing is committing genocide with the Uyghurs. She will acknowledge that they represent a threat, but she will argue with a straight face that, well, but there are more important issues that we need to address. Well, that is part and parcel of exactly the policy that Beijing wants her to have.
Exactly.
You cannot separate the change in position she's had from the fact that her family has become wealthy in part because of these deals from China.
How about an investigation into the Wuhan lab?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, as I point out in the book, you know, we knew about COVID beginning in January of 2020. It is now early 2022. It's been more than 2 years. And the U.S. House of Representatives has not had a single hearing on the issue of origins of COVID. How did this thing actually get to us? The whole question of, was it a lab leak? Did it naturally occur? Was it intentional in some way? Pretty basic, important question that I
exactly.
think every American wants the answer to. Nancy Pelosi has refused to allow any of those hearings to occur in the House of Representatives, which to me is another example of the sort of favor that she is providing for Beijing.
About a minute left here, Peter. Let's get a Republican here. Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, is married to Elaine Chao, who was the transportation secretary in the Trump administration. Her family runs a shipping business. They have given gifts to Mitch McConnell of between $5 million and $25 million, so he benefits. And when you look at that business, it is joined at the hip with the Chinese government. Their shipping company, all their major ships are built by the Chinese State Shipbuilding Corporation. The construction is financed by Chinese state banks. The crews are provided by the Chinese government, and a lot of the contracts they have are from the Chinese government. So they have leverage over Mitch McConnell. If Mitch McConnell were to take action that Beijing did not like, they could destroy the McConnell-Chow family business overnight.
He's a six-time New York Times bestselling investigator. Peter Schweitzer has been our guest. His book, Red Handed, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you and the team. Great work.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Kerry Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Said that part of the challenge with history is that we just don't learn from history. And this is why we keep repeating our mistakes. Is this is what's going on with Ukraine and with Russia right now? I mean, is this, a 22nd century version of what happened in World War II? You know, people conflicted, wondering, okay, what should we do? How should we push back? And we've had many opportunities along the way to push back on Putin, but the American people, you know, a year and a half ago, roughly, well, a year and a couple months ago, decided that we needed a different commander-in-chief. Maybe not thinking long-term what kind of impact it would have internationally, which is kind of surprising when you think about it, because we knew what happened under the Obama-Biden administration. And our national security was greatly compromised. But there's just something about, again, not learning from history. We have the empirical evidence, and we decide to bring, you know, half of that administration back into play. What did you think was going to happen? Well, Tom Norton joins us. He's an American First conservative vet. He's running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me back on there, Bill. But this looks more like Czechoslovakia in 1938, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And again, the world is conflicted because we think, oh, kumbaya, everybody wants peace, until there's one megalomaniac that decides, I don't have enough peace. I've got to go and reconstruct something and start acquiring property. Now, you know, the thing that's very dangerous is you look and you see what's going on here. I mean, initially, I think some, you know, Blinken and the rest of these analysts were very optimistic in thinking that Putin somehow was only going to cut off a sliver of Ukraine. But it's clear he wants the whole enchilada, doesn't he?
I think he's going after, yeah, for the oil, wheat production, everything that he has there within Ukraine. He's going to control a massive portion of it because the world economy has become so much more global than it was 100 years ago that him taking a nation that predominantly does agriculture, he can actually destroy the little industry they have there and take what he really needs, the agriculture and the oil supplies. The majority of the world's going to have to sit there and bend to him. I mean, we look at Biden sat there, shut down our pipelines last year. It was basically a year ago today that he shut down the U.S. pipelines and went to Russia and got them to produce more oil for the United States. If we don't think that that's the type of deal was struck for him to have Ukraine or anything like that, I think that we're having the wool pull over our eyes because this is it's absolutely crazy. This is a guy who sat there for the last few decades says, I know how to handle Putin. I know how to handle Putin.
I'm the only one. I've gone toe-to-toe with him, you know, he says.
Yeah, he sat there. I see. Well, the toe-to-toe to him obviously must have been 10% for the big guy. I mean, that probably was that was probably how they handled Putin. Because we look at Hunter Biden, we look at Nancy Pelosi's kid, we look at John Kerry's kid. They all had business relationships in there, and it was with Russia-Ukraine business deals. And he fired a prosecutor that was investigating his son and these other Democratic kids' sons. And it was a very pro-Russian prosecutor. It was a very anti-Russian prosecutor that was fired. He was actually more pro-Ukrainian. And he sits there and he gets on TV and brags that he got fired. If you want real Russian collusion, right there it is. It's now in full display. Anybody who says that the Democrats and Joe Biden were not on there with any type of Russian collusion are completely blind. This is why we have to actually go to Congress and start fighting these types of guys. Because where's half of our Republican legislature right now? They're just sitting back quiet as heck, twiddling their thumbs instead of presenting a plan to solve the problem before it escalates to the next level of global crisis.
Well, Tom, let's go back to what you said earlier. I mean, look, at this point, it's all about the energy, isn't it? And we have choked off our power base with energy by surrendering our energy independence and now counting on our enemies, such as Russia. I mean, I mean, the idea that Biden would go to Putin and beg for more barrels of oil and to OPEC and beg them, I mean, after all this time, and you got to know OPEC is still, you know, they're still bruised and seething because of what they experienced during the Trump administration. Because when we became energy independent, guess what? They weren't fat and sassy like they were before. So, you know, they're going to exercise and leverage a little pain, and you can't blame them for doing that. That's the natural response. But the idiocy of all this, Tom, is that we have the power, you know, to turn the spigot, to turn it back on, you know, to reverse course here. But for a small minority of progressives and Joe Biden's beholding to them, you wonder, what do they have on him? I mean, America has, you know, Hunter's laptop. We already know about the big guy getting his beak wet and, you know, getting paid and all this other stuff. It's out there. In fact, we just had a discussion with Peter Schweitzer about his new book, Red Handed. And I mean, the details in the book are just overwhelming. And I've had this discussion with Peter before in his previous books going, why does it take so long? He said, Bill, admittedly, you know, the mainstream media, the legacy media, the people that need to be doing their jobs to really bring the story, you know, to the hearts and minds of the people, they're just not doing it, which is what we found out, you know, before the election. Well, post-election, they did a survey and found that roughly 15-18% of the people who voted for Biden, had they known about Hunter's laptop, would not have voted for him. And it was an all-out cancellation by social media, Facebook, you know, canceling the Post article. I mean, what they did to undermine truth and to run interference for a Biden election is absolutely disgusting. And now here we are, Tom Norton. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, in my understanding of the Constitution, you know, you have right now almost 60% of the people saying Joe Biden's done nothing for me. And if they could fire Joe Biden on the spot, if that, you know, if there was some remedy in which to do this, because as you said, the Republicans and the rest of Congress, you know, for political purposes and everything, they're not going to do an impeachment of Joe Biden. And, you know, we can hope maybe for some midterm activity and some, you know, a little bit of balance of power to sanity. But even still, you've got him with a pen and, you know, legislative executive edicts that he can toss out. A pen and a cell phone, as Barack Obama put it. And he could still be dangerous for the next couple of years. And meanwhile, look what he's done not only to the United States, but to the world in mass. I mean, at a time when the world would generally count in the last 70, 80 years for American leadership, it's MIA.
It is. And here's what Congress could do still. There are still things constitutionally that we could do. And if anybody wants to support us in going to Congress to do these types of things, you can go to tom.gop and support us, because the more that we get, the more dangerous we become, because the effect. I got text messages of the NRCC saying, don't help that guy. So that tells you how dangerous they think I am. So what Congress could actually put forward, a congressman could do this. We have federal grant systems to pay farmers not to grow food. Right now, Russia is invading Ukraine for the wheat. Mm-hmm. Let's turn around and take that program and tell the farmers, listen, we're going to still pay you. We want you to grow the wheat, and then we're going to ship all that extra wheat to the countries that are Russia's trade partners. And we're not going to charge you, and because unless this guy starts to back down. And then we're going to sit there, and then the Congress put forward a bill to reopen the pipelines and the drilling, and then put that through the House and the Senate, and make the Democrats show that they are not going to do anything about their own guy. Actually put these Congress members and these Senate members on this full display for the United States to see, so we can see what type of cowards they actually are. I don't call people rhinos, I call them weak Republicans. They're like a noodle in water. And then these Democrats seem to be way stronger on pushing the socialist agenda. But if we did those two things, and Congress could do it, constitutionally, they have the authority to pass that type of legislation, and we can direct the president. It's called checks and balances that we have, and we no longer exercise it. Congress can be the leadership in this country because they're supposed to represent our interests. And if we did that and opened up our oil wells, we'd have obviously the gas prices come down. And we sit there and address that global energy supply, we could sit there and take Putin and actually put him back in his place and never expend one soldier.
Right now, Tom, today, to this point, I mean, this makes a lot of sense what you're saying right now. Where would Pelosi and McConnell fall on this? Because, you know, it goes through leadership first, right? I'm going to let you answer that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We've got more from Tom Norton after this.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I got to tell you, we love Tom Norton, and if you have your doubts, the fact that the National Republican Committee is trying to do everything they can to interfere and to stifle Tom's candidacy, he is an American First conservative vet running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. The fact that they're getting in the way is quite telling. I think that that's even though it's a contra endorsement from the NRCC, everyday Americans would see that as an endorsement, Tom Norton.
They would. They don't endorse in primaries except have your people text me. I will text them the screenshot. It's great. Yes. Anyway, to your question before the break, you were talking about how we could get Pelosi to actually move on this or do something with it. Listen, like we were talking about during that, applying these subsidies and shifting it to producing the wheat, undermining the Russians. There, we are exporting other things, so the farmers are still working and doing stuff. It's also getting that, so it's able to address where he's going to try to make his money to build, rebuild his military complex. The oil part is another one addressing where he's rebuilding his entire economy in order to actually produce the evidence of war. This guy's goal is to restore the old Soviet Union, and if we don't do anything, watch China take Taiwan.
Exactly.
If these members of Congress need to stand up and propose this type of legislation, get on the cameras and get out in front and fight for it. And the way Pelosi is going to come into it is because it's simple, it's popular, and it's going to sit there and avoid the loss of American life, but at the same time, fueling the American economy and lowering gas prices for the average Joe, we're going to be able to sit there and make it popular enough that she's going to be forced to vote on it. Or she's going to have to go to Biden and say, listen, we have to do this. We have to. Otherwise, we're going to be annihilated in the midterms so badly that it's ridiculous. Our growing season starts in 2 months. 2 months. Mm-hmm. So this is something we could do immediately. So by doing this, Putin would sit there and turn like, these guys aren't messing around anymore.
You see, Tom, what you're suggesting here is what people have been calling for, and we've been calling for it on this show, and that is that you have to unleash the natural resources of our country. I mean, this is what Donald Trump did. I mean, when you look at what happened and why the country just, you know, just took off like a rocket. And Barack Obama, if you remember, he and Joe Biden, as they were exiting, said, you know, Trump talking, you know, 2-3% GDP is just, that's delusional. That could never happen. Maybe 1.6, 1.8 GDP, that's the best you can hope for, because it just where we are right now, all things considered. This just goes to show you the theoretical mind and the non-business mind and lack of moxie of the former president of the United States, one Barack Obama, and of course associated with him, Joe Biden, who's never been the sharpest tool in the shed anyway, and now even worse so because of his obvious, you know, mental deficiency and decline. I mean, everybody sees this. I mean, it's on full display. And if that's not enough, I mean, here it is. You know, good leadership picks good leaders around them. Bad leadership picks bad leaders around them. And this is what we've got. We've got incompetency running rampant in the executive branch of the government. And that's on display. When you see Kamala Harris embarrassing America on the world stage, here she's given this incredible opportunity to represent the country on the verge of war. And she comes out with some goofy word salad that you go, what is she talking about? But again, it speaks to the lack of competency of the executive branch of the government, and it's putting America, it is putting the world at risk. But look what happened. Again, we don't learn from history, so we keep repeating it. Donald Trump says, look, we've got an incredible amount of natural resources. Let's unleash the dogs. Let them off. Get them off the chains. Let them go. And get everybody back to work, lowest unemployment. People of all sectors and races, color, skin, everything. I mean, they're all doing better than they've ever done. And somehow the American people hated and they were just so miserable with winning that they said, oh, we got to fire our winning president. And
you know, Donald Trump say you're going to go so sick of winning.
Yes. Well, who would have thought that in 4 years the people would get so sick of winning that they would hire somebody who had already proven his level of competence, the lack thereof, and he would win by, you know, 10 million votes. How does that happen?
I don't. But listen, we need to have permanent election audits. I've said that on your show before. I think we need to audit every single election from this day forward. And if a Democrat or Republican violates his law, they should go to jail.
And how about right away having permanent voter ID laws? And how about right away get rid of those Dominion machines, right, that are connected to the internet? And how about if we count our ballots in our own country? What a novel idea, right?
Well, the kicker part is France actually hand counts their ballots. The entire country of France. So to say that it's not possible to do that is a complete and outright lie. And France is able to give the election results that night in France, and they hand count them. Mm-hmm. They have members from multiple parties hand counting them and people verifying that. If you got five people around the table all doing the same counts around the bags, it's going to be pretty hard to sit there, even if they're all Democrats, to get them all to lie about it.
Yes.
They're going to have those tallies and say, here's each one of our tallies. And all five tallies have to come out the exact same in France. And France has had independents elected to Congress in the presidency. So it's a system that does work. I would rather sit there and have my human error than trust anything that's programmed by one person. That's where my problem comes in with it. That's why we need permanent election audits. And again, anybody who breaks the law, Democrat or Republican, should go to jail, period. And I feel if we actually had permanent election audits, that Joe Biden probably wouldn't be president of the United States. And then on top of that, the election interference from Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, it was a controlled propaganda. It shows you that, you know, you can swing 10% of your populace with a controlled propaganda. And that's the thing that's happening. And there's this awakening now where Facebook, none of these people are trusted. They lost all their credibility over Joe Biden. So at the end of the day, I think America, because it is such a strong country, we are blessed by God, that we are going to be able to recover from this. And we're going to come out stronger in the end. And in 2024 and 2026, a lot of lessons were learned by younger people. There's an awakening happening in public schools. We're seeing it across this country. There's awakening happening amongst young parents. they're actually starting to ask for freedom instead of the socialist propaganda they were taught by children. And then they're running for their school boards, and they're changing the education system away from this Marxism that we've been shoving down our kids' throats for the last 30 years. This is a blessing in disguise.
It really is, Tom.
At the end of the tunnel.
Tom, it really is, but there has to be a sense of urgency to this level. And maybe what needs to happen is these kids, and I mean, throughout their experience right now, throughout the spectrum of the educational system, from grade school all the way to college, there needs to be an awakening by these kids to realize, hey, these professors have been indoctrinating us. They have not been educating us. They have misserved us to where we're going out into the public marketplace. And, you know, pronouns don't matter in the marketplace. What matters is progress. Can you go out there and be productive? Can you create, these sort of positive things that are the backbone of the American way of life? Those are the values that need to be reapprehended and appreciated. And then if the kids get that and realize, just like the rest of us adults are realizing, is that people in positions of authority have lied to us, case in point, COVID. See, all this stuff that's been happening is for us to apprehend and realize how we've been lied to and that we've got to come back to the truth, Tom.
Well, the only way that we can fight these groups is by us standing up and doing it. We have to put our money where our mouth is. We have to sit there and fight in our schools. We have to run for precinct delegates. We have to run for these local seats. We have to engage from the local level. And we're going to have to send leaders to different houses. We're going to have to rerun. If Trump doesn't run in 24, I hope to God it's DeSantis. Really do.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that we have fighters and leaders and people with ideas. And
exactly.
We can show leadership of strength and character. And that's one of the reasons why I'm actually running for Congress on it. And I had told you, for me, it's a big pay cut. I am not
exactly.
running for the money
right.
at all. My wife thinks I'm completely nuts. I mean, I started off in a single-wide trailer when we got married. Had 18 dead cats in it. Built myself up.
Yeah.
And I did that in a matter of 10 years because this is America and enough perseverance, you can do it.
Exactly.
So when I sit there and I talk to people, I just say, hey, go to our website, support us, let's fight. If every single one of your listeners, for instance, came in and donated to our website, and I know you have well over 100,000, mm-hmm. you're huge.
Well, no, it's way, we're in the millions, but that's okay. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm talking about Pitt. Oh, okay. Well, I can't keep track. Your show's
growing
fast.
No, I know.
It's growing extremely fast. It really has.
Yes.
But if they all went there, if everybody went to Tom.GOP, and they all, if you had all million of your listeners donate $10, right there's $10 million. You know, the NRCC, you would be the most powerful show in America being able to do that. Your listeners would become the most powerful tool for the conservative movement and for God in America. Radio show hosts like you and everybody else need to realize how powerful you truly are. And as you get to do that and your listeners realize how powerful they are, this can be a revolution of liberty that restores the United States from the ground up. Donald Trump eventually is going to pass away, and we're going to have to become our own tools for our own leadership for a national resurrection.
Well, Tom, we need people like you. We need elected officials who are beholden to the people and their oath of office, not to getting reelected. The paradigm has been such over the decades that our elected officials are more concerned about being reelected than serving the people. And that's what you're saying. And this is what the voter needs to be aware of as they vet these candidates. Again, Tom, remind everybody, if they want to be on board to truly make America great, to return to first principles that are God, country, faith, and family, where do they go to?
Go to Tom.GOP, and because of God, faith, and family, we were actually just endorsed by Ted Nugent as well. So go to Tom.GOP, and let's fight for America.
Tom Norton, an American First conservative vet running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?